I'm Art Hughes in Rochester. While the DMD Project raises significant questions for communities all along the route, Rochester has consistently been the epicenter of opposition. Most cities, large and small, along the tracks have signed agreements with the railroad, but Rochester has steadfastly refused to compromise. The Mayo Clinic has played a significant part in getting government leaders and citizens involved in the discussion. Mayo lobbyist Tim Geisler says Mayo's concern centers on the institution's proximity to the tracks.
Over 250,000 patients who come to this city every year for medical care, the 2,000 patients in hospital beds, 25% who are in intensive care beds, the possible delays in emergency medical response because of these coal trains coming through town. We're concerned that the safety of this community, our patients and our employees, are threatened by this project.
For more than 2 years, anti-DMD signs have been a common sight in Rochester. Paul Wilson is an Olmsted County board member and prominent voice against the proposal. He says now that the draft environmental review is released, opponents will step up efforts to generate public sentiment against the project. He says he expects any agreements between other cities and the railroad to falter as more details of the proposal emerge.
Yeah, I think that when it's all is said and done, we get through this process in the next several months, we will see that there will be that narrow base of support that's very small, very shallow, if you will, even though it's broad, won't hold up.
Wilson is a member of a private group with a stated objective to stop DMD from expanding. The head of that group, John Wade, says this battle will be similar to the campaign waged to win a local tax increase to rebuild parts of downtown after a devastating flood in 1978.
Just as we rose to fight and to advocate, as so many of you did, this flood control project and ultimately succeeded, we will need to amass the same effort, the same scope of effort, to stop this project through this city.
State transportation officials have had limited involvement in the debate. Rochester Senator Sheila Cascaden says she'd like Governor Jesse Ventura's office to speak up to the STB.
We are a major economic driver for the entire state of Minnesota, and this rail line poses a real challenge to the city. This is a pivotal moment for the city in terms of its future. And so I think the governor does need to look at that.
The STB document effectively avoids the issue of a new track around the city by saying the board needs more information. Kathy King lives south of Rochester in an area where city officials have previously proposed a bypass. She says the STB document appears to be based more on politics than environmental concerns. She says despite the STB's decision, the opponents still sound as if they're willing to foist the problem off onto their rural neighbors.
Exaggerated scare tactics, information, misinformation, information that we have poked holes in 2 years ago. We've been around for 2.5 years, and we have had a lot of information that we've been able to garner and document.
King says even after all the public comments are on record with the Surface Transportation Board, the discussion is far from over.
My best guess is there will be all kinds of filings and legal maneuverings and a lot of tax dollars spent in whatever comes down from the STB.
The federal agency has already doubled its customary 45-day comment period. Opponents say they'll push to extend the window even further to 180 days. Art Hughes, Minnesota Public Radio, Rochester.